Westlock. The Westlock Red Lions were unable to overcome an early inning, 5-run deficit in an 8-5 defeat at the hands of the Barrhead Orioles. Played at Orioles Park in Barrhead May 31, the Orioles soared to a 5-0 lead in their half of the second inning, then tacked on 3 more runs over the remainder before the Red Lions were able to rally in the seventh and, as player-manager Chris Brand put it, make it reasonable. And while the victory was only the second for the Orioles, who sit at 2-3 and in fourth place in the North Central Alberta Baseball League, they've consistently played the Red Lions tough over the past 2 years and put a scare into them early in the year during a wild 15-11 Red Lions victory May 16 in Westlock. The Orioles played a really good ball game yesterday. They made a lot of contact and found holes, and they had a pitcher who we hadn't seen before that threw really well, and then they played sound defense, said Brand June 1. But it was a long week for us. We had 4 games in 6 days, plus the baseball camp last weekend. So, the long and short of it, I was happy with our effort. The club's been on the road for 5 straight games and are looking forward to getting back to the friendly confines of Keller Field when they host the St. Albert Cardinals this Thursday, June 8, at 7 p.m. following June 1 league action. The Red Lions stand in first in the NCABL at 5-2, with the Cardinals perched in second with a record of 4-2. While the Parkland Twins occupy third at 3-3 and the Fort Saskatchewan Reds are in the cellar at 0-4. We're looking forward to coming home. The guys are slowly rounding into form, and hopefully now we can go on another run again, Brand added. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.